You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
In Wales, there's now a new way for blind and partially sighted people to share their experiences and make a difference to their community. I'm joined now by Anita Davis, Wales Council of the Blind's Sight Loss Council Engagement Manager. Anita, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, and thanks for having me on here.
Well, it's an exciting time with the launch of Sight Loss Council Cymru. But first of all, what is a Sight Loss Council?
So a Sight Loss Council is an independent body of people who are blind or partially sighted that are able to give a response, to give the viewpoint of the collective community of blind and partially sighted people. So the idea is that each representative of the Sight Loss Council, for example, in Wales now, we will have 19 Sight Loss Council representatives from all over Wales, based in various regions, the seven regions. And so they will go out to the communities within the areas that they cover, whether that be through social groups or through a local action group, and they'll get the views of people with sight loss. I mean, that's kind of one way of getting the views. And then they will feed that back to the Sight Loss Council as a body. And then depending on, you know, what those views are, what the concerns are, and whether they be local or regional or national or even at the UK level, will depend on how that gets fed in and how we join in campaigns and how we put those voices forward. But the important thing is that it's an independent voice, going to an independent body and actually just really listening to what is important to blind and partially sighted people throughout Wales.
And they've been effective in other parts of the UK. What kind of successes have other sight loss councils had?
Yeah, they've had a lot of successes. I mean, the Thomas Parkinson Trust, which is the organisation that's provided the funding for the Sight Loss Council to be set up in Wales, they've won a number of awards, for example, around the transport and how they've improved transport within England, you know, whether that be to do with the design or the implementing services like, you know, the audio announcements, bus driver training, and just even within the built environment, you know, they've been kind of looking at, you know, whether it be street charters or working on a very local level with local councils on, you know, improvements that need to be made within that a particular area. And that could be about licensing for A boards or whether it be investigating and exploring what the issues are around, for example, bin collections. We've got at the moment, they're repeating this year the campaign around keeping streets clear, and that could be, you know, around creating awareness of the impact that overgrown brambles and hedges have on the life of a blind and partially sighted person. The great thing about having sight loss councils that have already been there, done that and tried some things is that, you know, it gives us a tool, a model, some examples of how we can look at that in Wales. But of course, we are a devolved nation, so some of those things do need to be done a bit differently for us.
And how are you finding people to be part of the council? What makes someone a good fit to join? Do you need to be a certain age, have a certain experience or a certain level of sight even?
So we, at the moment, the Sight Loss Council that I'm setting up is 18 plus. But other than that, as long as you're blind or partially sighted, you have a lived experience of having sight loss. So that means, you know, you're leaving the front door of your house, you're going out, you're taking part in, you know, using public transport, health services, you know, local services that the local authority provides, you know, whether you're seeking employment, going into education, whether you're working or retired. But you're actually, you know, taking part in life and you're experiencing life, and whether that be, you know, challenges that life is bringing, or whether that may be that, you know, there's something that's really, really good in your area, and it's kind of really enhanced your life, it's been really supportive, and it's all of those things that, you know, a person can bring to the table. They can say, well, of course, in my area we're doing XYZ, and it may be that that's not actually happening in another area of Wales.
And what do members of other UK sight loss councils say about their experiences? Why do people sign up to take part?
I think there's lots of different reasons, really. One is because it gives them something, gives them a passion, a desire to kind of to get out of the house, to get out of bed in the morning, because they're really proactively doing something positive. They're making a change in their own life. They can see how that change can make a difference. For some people, it can be quite negative when you're sight loss, because there are so many negative things that can happen or a person perceive that happens to them because they can't maybe get employment or because they've had a lot and lots of knockbacks. But when you're volunteering on a project like this, where you're making a change, you can actually see where your value is. You can see what you're actually able to do and what you can achieve. And you can see all of those kind of positive things. So it actually makes a big difference to your life. It improves your confidence and it gives you skills that you, or enables you to develop skills that you may have already known you had, or, you know, they might have been skills that you weren't so aware of, but you've been able to develop. So, you know, if people are wanting something that, you know, gets them out of the house, that helps them to make a difference like that, then, you know, the Sight Loss Council is a great way to do that.
But what's the best way to follow along with the progress of Sight Loss Council Cymru and find out more information about the project?
Wales Council for the Blind, they have a newsletter that goes out weekly as in an electronic newsletter. They also have it going out monthly in a printed and audio version. Now you can sign up to the e-bulletin or to the newsletter. You can also go onto my contact list, and I can send you regular updates if you're interested in being part of any kind of theme. You can go onto a distribution list for that and I can keep you up to date. So my email is anita@wcb-ccd.org.uk. And my mobile is 07929 280518. But you can also ring the Wales Council for the Blind main phone number, which is 02920 473954, and you can reach me that way as well.
Anita Davis, Wales Council of the Blind Sight Loss Council Engagement Manager. We look forward to hearing much more about the project in the future, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Okay, thanks very much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.